And next up on the call is Penn State's Coquise Washington. The Lady Lions are the number 12 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play in the first game of the tournament on Wednesday against number 13 seed Wisconsin at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us a quick opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning. I'm excited to play in another Big Ten women's basketball tournament. This tournament this year is going to be really exciting. We've had exciting games all season. Our conference has, and I'm sure that the tournament is going to kind of follow suit. So we're excited to be a part of it and looking forward to getting to Indy.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. Your first question is from Evan Patrick, the Daily Collegian.
Hi, Coach. Having beaten Wisconsin twice during the regular season, are you going into this game with any extra confidence?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think both of the games were competitive. Wisconsin, you know, played well and they challenged us in different ways, both games. So I wouldn't say there's any extra confidence at all. We know they're going to give us their best effort. They've improved since we played them the last time, doing a few different things that we've got to be prepared for. But I do think having played them twice, there's a familiarity that our team has with them that I think is helpful. We'll expect Wisconsin to give us a tremendous effort and, you know, expect a competitive game.
Awesome. Also, Alicia Smith has been out for a stretch of games now, and I was wondering if you'd give an update on her injury.
Yeah, she's still rehabbing her foot injury, so it's doubtful that she'll be ready to go for the Big Ten tournament.
All right, so she's going to be possibly able to return for the tournament?
No, I said it's doubtful.
Oh, doubtful. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then is Tanaya Page back to 100%, would you say?
I think she's pretty close. I wouldn't, she's been rehabbing and, you know, we finally got her in practice, I think the day before we played Nebraska. So she's still recovering from that and actually getting her win back. So hopefully the next couple of days will help her get even closer to 100% before we get to Indianapolis.
Nice. All right. And then one last thing. What do you think personally it's going to take for this team to make a run in this tournament?
Well, I think it's going to take certainly you have to have the right approach in terms of, you know, a one game at a time, one day at a time mentality. You know, I think we've got to make sure that offensively that we're taking advantage of opportunities. The last two games, we've had a lot of opportunities where we can steal the game and make plays, and we just haven't taken advantage of those opportunities, especially on the offensive end. So if we can lock in and take advantage of opportunities that come our way, I think we'll be okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you matched up twice with Wisconsin during the season, so this will be your third matchup with them in the tournament. What are some of the unique aspects of matching up with a team three times in one season?
Well, when you see a team for the third time, on one hand, there's not really any surprises. But on the other hand, with that familiarity, both teams can have a high level of confidence because you know what you did well, but you also know the areas that you really need to focus on. And so your preparation can be a lot more, in some ways a lot simpler, but more detailed to really hone in on the areas that you just really need to shore up. And I think that's one of the challenges, on this side. Like, you know, Wisconsin knows a few areas that they need to improve. Our games were both very competitive, so just because we came out on top is no guarantee. The first two times is no guarantee that it's going to happen for the third time. So we have to make sure we have a high level of preparation for that.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
You know, Coach, I think a lot of folks are familiar with some of the veterans on your roster, but you have some really talented newcomers this year. Can you talk a little bit about your freshmen and how they've developed?
Yeah, I'm really excited about our freshman class. You know, when I look at our center, Lauren Ebo, you know, she's a kid who actually prefers to come off the bench. But with Alicia Smith's injury, she's had to come into the starting lineup, and she's really handled that transition well, playing some of her best basketball these last 2 weeks of the season. And Charisma Ortiz is a kid who kind of, you know, fills up the stat sheets in a lot of ways. She's a big guard, and she gets rebounds, she gets assists. You know, she's not, you know, a high score right now, but she, you know, scores enough points to keep the defense honest. Those two freshmen have really come along, and even our other center, Bexley Wallace, even though she hasn't played as many minutes, you know, she's a very, very bright, very talented, high basketball IQ kid who's just gotten better over the course of the season. And even though she's not a freshman, I would say Kamaria McDaniel has really stepped up and started to improve her game and, you know, started to play like a sophomore who's played a lot of minutes. And she's had some good games for us these last couple of weeks. So, you know, those young kids are really stepping up, and hopefully they can get to the Big Ten tournament and have a great run there as well.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Hey, Coach, you've been at Penn State now for a little more than a decade. You've had a chance to compete in numerous Big Ten tournaments and gone through the regular season several times. Have you ever seen the Big Ten this balanced?
I have not. I mean, it is just so much parity, so much competitiveness in every game. And you watch the games and you don't really know who's going to win, or you see the matchup and you go, man, I don't know who's going to win that game. You know, you kind of maybe go, well, if they're at home, and you give a little bit of a nod to the home team. But it's just been very competitive. And I think this conference tournament is going to be one of the most compelling that we've had since I've been in the conference, because there's probably going to be some upsets in terms of seeding. You know, there'll be some upsets. But, you know, I think if you ask the coaches, when those upsets happen, nobody's going to be really surprised. So it'll be a fun tournament. It's going to be exciting, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see who can make it out on Sunday as a champ.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.